We are here at United Soybean Board bio-based event. We're at the Ford Innovation Facility in Dearborn, Michigan. With me is Lewis Bainbridge, a South Dakota domestic marketing chair, and really involved on the United Soybean Board with biodiesel and bio-based outreach. And Lewis, why don't you tell me just a little bit about what we're doing here today?
Well, today is a huge event for us as soybean farmers because we get to highlight some of the new and unusual uses that we get to see with some of our soybean products.
Specifically, we're at the Ford facility, and they're doing some really interesting work with bio-based products in not just running the cars, but actually building them.
That's exactly right. We have a long relationship with Ford, helping them design some of the foam interior portions, if you will. And so this is a real good experience to get to showcase that and show some of our political friends what's going on.
Well, one of the things that you're announcing today is the Collegiate Bio-Based Network. Tell me what that is.
Well, the Collegiate Bio-Based Network is an opportunity for outstanding students in various universities and so forth that are working on bio-based products to get to actually see something that is brought into the product lineup. So they get to see, gee whiz, we can fiddle with this stuff in the lab, but here's somebody that's really putting it to use.
Why is that so important, and the next generation scientists as far as working with these kinds of new bio-based making products out of things that they've never been made out of before?
Well, I think the good news for us is that these products are essentially all renewable. So if we can have young people that are interested in that and help get these products online so that we can indeed use them is very helpful. So it gives the students a chance to interact with the folks, the scientists that are actually doing the work and putting it online.
As far as the United Soybean Board is concerned, how important is the bio-based, bio-preferred programs and efforts in the domestic marketing realm? How important is it?
It's obviously very important to us because a few years back we had a huge surplus of soybean oil, and without the use of soybean oil and biodiesel and all these other products, we would probably still have a glutton of the supply. So for us, it's a very good program to see them using this in new products and replacing petroleum.
Well, you mentioned a couple of things. Throw out a few more things that can be made from soybean oil.
Well, obviously a lot of printing ink utilizes soybean oil. We have a combine at home that has corn as well as soybean panels on it. At my farm, we have a new shop that has soy foam as the insulation on it. So there are a number of different things, obviously greases and other petroleum-type products that can be replaced with soy.
Well, and it's important, I think, that people realize that when we talk about being energy independent, that it's more than just fuel that we're talking about that goes into things that we use every day, right?
That's absolutely right. You know, another thing that comes to mind would be like your tires and so forth, because they have a lot of petroleum base to them. Certainly, we are not going to solve all the petroleum issues we have in this country, but it's certainly a small piece of that.
Well, of course, right now we're in the middle of a terrible drought in most of the country. How is that affecting you personally? I know that I was just up in South Dakota a week ago. How are things going there?
At our farm, we're very dry. As I speak, we're home harvesting corn for corn silage. Probably half our crop will go into that. And hopefully we get to use a combine on some, but it's going to be, I'm guessing, a third of the crop that we would historically expect.
When people worry about this kind of a natural disaster affecting the markets for our soybean products, for soybeans in general, what would you tell them?
Well, certainly it's a concern because it's a huge area in the United States and somewhat to worldwide that we're having this drought. But I think that we'll be able to adjust the supplies and the market will help take care of that. So we'll get through this one way or the other.
And after all, there's next year, right?
Always next year. That's the farmer saying, there's always next year. So, yes, there is.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the United Soybean Board Bio-Based Products Stakeholders Workshop in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.